In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Firstly, I just want to check if there are any professors of astrophysics in the congregation. No? Jolly good. Because I'm going to say a little bit about the sun. It is collapsing in on itself, as you can see. It is deliberate. That's what stars do. But I hope you like the rotating sun. It's a set of NASA images, which are really extraordinary. And I just want to say a few things about the wonderful, fun science of the sun. Fun in the sun, if you like. Now, I'm just going to get the planet Earth, which is over here. Okay, so would anyone like to hold up the planet Earth at the front here? Dara, there we go. You hold it right up there, high above your head. It's upside down at the moment. There we go. If the Earth was the size of this sort of football size, and that was the sun over there, Dara, you'd have to be about a mile and a half away. So off you go. No, it's all right. It's okay. the moon would be, it's about here on the same scale. So it is a bit bigger than that. So fun facts about the sun. If we all got in a few coaches and left the UK and went into space and drove to the sun, how long do you think that would take if we traveled at 93 miles an hour, which I know is well over the speed limit, but 93 miles an hour. Any guesses? It would... What do you think, Josiah? About 2 years. Very good guess. What do you think?
About 50 years.
Okay. So 2 years, 50 years. Actually, you're very close. It would take about 100 years to drive from here, planet Earth, to the sun at 93 miles an hour, because it's 93 million miles away, and a million hours is about 100 years. There are no rest stops. So another fun fact about the Earth, about the sun rather, is what's it made of? And the sun, like all stars, is made of hydrogen, and it produces heat, not through burning, but through nuclear fusion. And so it then forms helium, like the helium in the balloons. And then it also produces other elements like carbon and oxygen. In fact, here's an amazing fact, that everything we see, everything we are, comes from stars. Okay, because all the stars in the universe form lots of different chemicals, different atoms, and we eventually form out of them. It's just a wonderful thought of how we are made of stardust, if you like. There's an old hippie 60s song for anybody over a certain age about that. Now, some stars, as we saw a couple of weeks ago, become black holes, like my collapsing star over there. But the sun won't become a black hole. It will just expand. Now, how hot is the sun? What do you think? How much?
Sorry?
100 degrees. 100 degrees. Why? Well, it's a little bit hotter than that. 100 degrees, says Josiah. What do you think,
Dora? Maybe like 175 or 150.
Right. 175, 150 degrees. Really hot. Well, actually, it's about 15 million degrees centigrade in the center. But it's a balmy, cool 5,000 degrees at the surface. So the sun emits light and also emits radio waves. So it's an incredible structure, really, if you think about it, like all stars. Now, how much energy does the sun give out? Now, Dara, if you move the Earth, just walk around a bit. As we go round the sun, like that, as the sun goes through space, it receives more energy from the sun than all... in 1 hour than all of the power in on the earth, all of the electrical power. So in 1 hour from the sunlight is equivalent to all of the energy we produce on earth within a year. So there's the answer, really, to the energy problems, that the sun provides all we need. And lastly, what will happen in the future to the sun? It's been around about 5 billion years, and what will happen in the future? Well, I'm afraid it will indeed not collapse, but produce a huge, great red giant, which will swallow up the Earth over there. But don't worry, that won't be happening for some time, about another 5 billion years. So, thank you, Dara, that's lovely. So, why are we thinking about the sun this morning? I hope you like the sun facts, but what's that got to do with Easter? Well, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, as we just saw in the drama, remember that in Christians all down the ages have thought about Jesus, the risen Jesus, as the sun. That's not just a play on words, Jesus, the Son of God, and the sun, S-U-N. It's not just a pun, but just as the sun rises every dawn and brings light to the world, so as Christians we believe that Jesus brings light into the darkness of our world and light into the darkness of our hearts as we come to him and ask for forgiveness. As you probably know, lots of pagan cultures or pre-Christian cultures worship the sun, but for Christians, Jesus has replaced that worship. We worship the Son of God rather than the actual sun. What else? In what other ways can we think about Jesus as the sun in our lives? Well, just as the sun rises every morning as we go round it, so Jesus is always there for us without fail. And do you know that almost every church up and down the land, Anglican and Catholic Church, they face east. That's why you're sitting facing me, because that way is the east through there. And that is not an accident, and Christians have often prayed toward the east because of this symbol of Jesus, the risen sun, in our lives. What else? Well, Jesus is, just as the sun brings warmth to our planet, if the sun went out tomorrow, it would get pretty chilly pretty quickly. But so just as that happens, Jesus brings his warmth to our lives. He takes away the coldness and sin of our hearts, and so that we can bring his love to one another and to the people around us. As Galileo realized, the sun is at the center of the solar system, and so Jesus is like the center of our lives, the center of our worship here at Christ Church, and the center of God. So there are a few other things I could go on about, but don't forget that the sun not only brings light and warmth, but it also helps the plants grow. And through photosynthesis brings us food and oxygen. And so the sun is bringing us life in a very literal sense. Our food and the air we breathe comes from plants. And in the same way, as he rose from the dead, the life and resurrection of Jesus sustain us day by day. Well, as a small memory of this morning, I've got something to give you. I might pass it around, Margaret, I think. There's some... Thank you. There's some tiny little suns to... remind you, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but you can maybe put it on your mantelpiece or something. Hopefully there'll be enough. And it's a reminder of the way in which Jesus is our Son, the risen Lord, this morning on Easter Day. Not for children under three, please note. Don't want any ghastly accidents. So that's that. And then the other thing I thought would be good, if the symbol stays up, if the screen stays up, we can stick some little comments on it. And I've got some post-it notes. So after you've had communion or a blessing, if you'd like to write on a post-it note, they'll be over there, and stick it on the sun, if it's still there. And I'd perhaps think about what Jesus means to you on Easter Day, and what Jesus means to you as the light of the world. And it would be very interesting to see what people do and what you write. So this Easter, let's all contemplate the way in which Jesus is our light, who brings us his power, his warmth, his joy, and his presence into the center of our lives. And maybe we can also think about how we share that wonderful news of the risen Christ, centered on Easter, the Easter message, and share it with others who long for God's forgiveness and a sense of his presence. Amen.